Patton tried pressing the button again, but it refused to change. He gave the horse a smack on the butt and it whinnied. "This is a real horse. Where's the one with the gold?" The gang looked accusingly at each other. "Unbelievable! All I ask of you guys is to follow my instructions, but no, you have to cock it all up." "We've been in the saloon the entire time," said Geronimo. "That's right," said Royce. "Whoever did this was someone outside our group." "I'm sure that we'll be able to find the other horse," said Skittles, trying to smooth the situation over. "Wait a minute," said Royce. "What about Violet? She left the saloon for a few minutes." Geronimo stepped in front of his daughter. "I went to use the outhouse," she said, protesting. "And what would she need with another share of gold? 20% is more than plenty for a lifetime of schooling." Violet nodded in agreement. "Because I don't," she said. "It wasn't Violet," said her father, backing her up. "I say that it was an outsider," said Skittles, stepping back a bit, as it appeared that Patton was about to blow up. Patton dusted off his suit. "You have a point. We already each get a fairly large cut of the gold. Even one bar would set most men for life. So who took our other horse?" The four others looked around at each other, but didn't quite meet anyone's eyes. Why would any one of them break their honor and take more than their fair share? "And that leaves one final question," he said, stopping dramatically. "Why the hell did one of you tell another person about our gig?" He pulled his pistol out of his gun belt, aimed it at the black horse, and shot him in the head. The horse screamed in pain and collapsed to the ground. The others recoiled and started backing away. "When I find out which one of you blabbed, I will not start with your head. I'll start with your toes first and work my way up." Geronimo pushed his daughter behind him. "Violet has nothing to do with any of this. Please let her go," cried your father. "Nope, no, no way, forget it. Everyone stays in this yard while I personally divvy up whatever the F remains." Patton placed his gun back in his gun belt. "Open up the first horse," commanded Patton to Royce. Royce turned and pulled open the lid to the insides of the mechanical horse. It was empty. Not even one bar of gold remained. The four others stepped even further back. Patton advanced on Royce. The others couldn't see what was happening as he blocked their view. Royce started talking. "I had nothing to do with that." His face started turning pale, and he started coughing. "What the hell?" asked Patton as he watched Royce fall onto the ground. Royce started having seizures. "I think he's choking to death," cried Violet. Royce's skin turned blue, and soon he was still.